7 hits, 10 runs, 9 earned, struck out 32. He's walked only 4. He's hit nearly as many batters as he's walked. He has hit 3 batters along the way, and because of that, Joe does not like it. Cooper X will lead off, play center field for the Spikes, wearing their red jerseys tonight with the gold numerals, white pants, blue stripe, blue hats. Kyle Russell at shortstop hits second. Parker Cadu at second base hits third. Cam Buford in left will hit cleanup. Grant Norris at third hits fifth. He wished Joe happy birthday. Knox Preston behind the plate will hit sixth. Josh Spiegel, who wished Joe happy birthday, will be at first base hitting seventh. Caleb Hill, who had no opinion at all, will be in right field and hit eighth. And Manny Jackson will be the DH and wanted to wish Joe happy birthday, but he was taking swings in the batting cage. And Jordan Morales on the mound tonight. And Morales comes in after, really, he's been just terrific. The former Nittany Lion has been exactly everything they hoped he would be. Fifth game, fourth start, 3-0, 3.32 ERA. And here's Rodney. As a tribute to the Joe Putnam birthday, it's the Milesburg Choir with the Pleasant Gap Orchestra. Touching. All in the 16823 area code. Joe, feel the love.
I'm honored.
Should be. My birthday's in the dead of winter. We'll come back with the opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
So, big game between the two. It's a big series between the two at this stage of the standings. And Jordan Morales on the mound. Defensively, you'll have behind him Josh Spiegel at first, Parker Cadu at second, Kyle Russell at short, Grant Norris at third, Camp Buford in left, Cooper Hexton center, Caleb Hill in right, and Knox Preston behind the plate. Opening pitch of the game at 6:35, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO, and the opening pitch of the game is a ball, one ball, and no strikes. Well, not the warmest night in the history of the ballpark. 62 degrees at game time. The pitch, that's foul by Rosso and out of play. The former Spike Rosso, who at 467 here is hitting 276 with Trenton. A home run, 10 knocked in with three doubles. Ball and a strike. Morales has been terrific. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. Fire that in there at 87 that time. No messing around on that. One ball and two strikes the count. Here's the set by Morales. Jordan deals. Swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health, or View Healthcare, all about you. For more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountainindy.org. Ryan Vogel at the plate. Sixth in the league in hitting at 326. Also fifth in stolen bases. Vogel with a home run, 12 knocked in with seven doubles and two triples. Bats on the right side. Morales deals. It's outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. A guy that you must keep off the base path. Have to do it. 10 steals already. The pitch. That's fouled over our heads and out of play. Bounces down below. I believe JD was diagnosed with PTSD after that. No? Not true? A pitch. That's a strike. It's one and two. Ian Pittenger works the plate. It is Peter Lackus down at first and Martin Hassenfuss down at third. One and two the count. And the lefty Morales deals. Swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. It's the fourth year in a row. Mountain Indy Medical Center named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. In fact, Mountain Indy Medical Center is one of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. So with two outs, that'll bring Andy Blake to the plate. Blake in his 11th game, hitting 353, two home runs, and nine knocked in. Bats on the right side, takes a ball. One ball and no strikes the count. The pitch, foul straight back to the screen. It's even at 1-1. Ball and a strike as Morales, who already has two strikeouts, leans in. And the pitch, swing and a miss. I'll tell you, that changeup curveball he's got right now working so well. Each batter, he has missed on the first pitch, and then he's gone to 1-2 on all three batters. Struck out the first two. What will happen here as he goes set and delivers? That's a line drive left field. It's a base hit for Blake. Makes the turn at first. Blake has not attempted a steal this season. So Blake aboard. Blake, who is playing for the Salt Lake Bees in the Angels organization out of Hopewell, New Jersey, until he joined this team. Good bat. Just turned 24 last week. Pete DeRocher, the former Spike. And he takes a ball, one ball, and no strikes. DeRocher with the spikes at 235. With Trenton, he's hitting 284. Home run, 10 knocked in, two doubles and a triple. Two outs, and Morales deals. That's a strike. It's 1-1. Morales out of Soderton, Pennsylvania, Pitched for Penn State, then Purdue. He was 6-2 in his two seasons here at Penn State with a 4.20 ERA. He actually began his collegiate career at LaSalle. Wave and a miss. It's 1-2 again. Won 7 games for Purdue this year. 15 games, all were starts with the Boilermakers. 5'9", 170-pound left-hander with a 1-2 count, and that's up the middle. And picked up by Cadu, underhands to Russell. I don't know if Russell was on the bag or not. I don't think he was, and everybody's safe. That'll be an infield hit. First and second with two outs, and here is Jack O'Reilly. O'Reilly, 36th game. He began the season back in June with Trenton. Hitting .313, no home runs, 18 knocked in with 8 doubles and a triple. In the second half, he's hitting .333, which is good for 6th, and has 31 hits, which is good for 7th. He checked it. He went around that time. That's a strike. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. First and second with two outs. Morales struck out the first two hitters. On the 62-degree night, a light breeze blowing to right field less than 5 miles per hour. Morales to the plate. Swing and a miss. Terrific breaking ball again on the inner half. It's 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Outfield straight away, not deep. Ball may not carry well tonight because it's 62 degrees, and it's not going to get warmer. Here's the set. 0-2. That hit him. Morales, that's the first battery he has hit this season.
When the owner of a blue Nissan Pennsylvania license plate MFV 2065, please attend to your vehicle. Again, blue Nissan Pennsylvania plate MFV.
Base is now loaded for Jesse Fontebeau, the former Spike, who played here last year. Playing with Trenton this year, Jesse at .286, a home run, 9 knocked in with 7 doubles. He is the McDonald strikeout guy. But right now, the Spikes are looking to get that third out. All this has been done with two outs. The single to the left by Blake, the infield hit by DeRocher, and O'Reilly being hit by a pitch on an 0-2. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Serves him out with a changeup that time. It's 0-1. Balls and a strike. Blake is on third off to a walking lead. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's quickly 0-2. Breaking ball again. So now, can Fontebeau bounce back? Or can Morales finish him off? Bases loaded. Two outs. The 0-2. Way outside. Missed with that one. Went slider that time. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Infield back. Cadu, the second baseman, toward the bag. Checked it. Did he go? No, that's the right call. 2-2. I checked with Peter Lackus at first. He made the right call. 2-2 the count. Morales looks in. And Jordan deals. Call strike three, got him, it was right down the middle. And the inning is over. He strikes out three in the inning. Brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Express Care now open at Hills Plaza in State College on South Athens Street, offering same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountainindy.org/expresscare. And as the McDonald's strikeout guy, everybody with their ticket on Joe Putnam's birthday, beginning tomorrow, will end up with a Big Mac. Once they make a purchase, they'll get a Big Mac for free, and you can thank Joe at your local McDonald's for that. It's all part of the Joe Putnam Birthday Bash here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Scoreless to the bottom of the first, and Cooper Hex will lead it off defensively behind Luke Redding. It'll be Duro at first, Engelhardt at second. Santino Rosso is at short, Blake at third. Jack O'Reilly in left, Ryan Vogel in center, Pete DeRocher in right, and Chris Reeder behind the plate. And here is Cooper Hext. And the pitch to Hext squares the bunt and pulls back. It's a ball, one ball, no strikes. Hext entered the game late, walked, and scored in the 3-2 win over West Virginia Sunday night. 3-14, two home runs, 14 knocked in, base hit center field. He needed that just to get him back on track. And here's Kyle Russell. Talk about being on track. 2-for-4, won the game with a two-run double in the seventh inning. Hitting 301, no home runs, 13 knocked in with five doubles on the season. And again, Russell's two-run double in the seventh won it on Sunday night for the Spikes. They were down 2-0 and won the game 3-2. Hex leads off first, 8-for-9 in stolen bases, and the foul is to our right and out of play and bouncing down below. Hex is fourth in the league in stolen bases with 8. Of course, Redding, a left-hander, works from the first base side of the hill to the plate. That's inside for a ball, 1-1, 90 with the fastball. He also doesn't mess around coming to the plate. I think he's a very difficult guy to run on. 1-1 the count on Russell. Cadu on deck. And the pitch. That is hit high in the air left field, but O'Reilly's going back, stutter steps, and finally makes the catch. Misjudged it. Hex tags, goes to second. He's got it. Terrific base running by Hex. You don't see that often where a guy judges a ball to left field like that. A lot of guys go halfway. Not him. He judged it and O'Reilly had it, and he tagged up and went to second base. Parker could do with the plate. 0-for-3 on Sunday with a walk. 2.59. He's driven in 11 with 5 doubles and 3 triples. He's second in the league in triples. And the pitch squares to bunt, pulls back. Did he pull back? No, it's a strike, 0-1. Cam Buford on deck. Scoreless bottom of the first in a game you want to play with the lead. I know the Spikes came back and won on Sunday, but you want to play in front against this team. The pitch outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. Trenton is number 2 in the league in ERA and number 1 in hitting. They're hitting .291 as a team, 3.80 ERA as a team, second behind West Virginia. 1-1 the count on Cadu. He fakes the second. Now he'll reset. And the set by Reddick. And the pitch. That's low and outside for a ball. 89 with that. Two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. Hext on second with one out. And the pitch. That is a line drive right field. It's going to be a base hit. Hext is around third, but he'll be held there. Cadu's going to go to second. Throw to second. Slides in there. He is out. Hext comes to home. Throw to home. Not in time. Hext scores. And Cadu is ruled safe at second base. Parker Cadu makes it 1-0 with aggressive base running. And what happened, the ball was cut off by Durow. He threw to second. They missed the tag, and Hexton dashed for home, and the Spikes lead it 1-0. Here's Cam Buford. That's the kind of aggressive play that Tim Battle preaches. Adonis Smith came out to argue the play at second, but they missed the tag. And here's Buford. Buford 0 for 3 with a walk. He's been walking a lot lately. That's a strike, though. It's 0-1. He's got 19 walks. 257, he's driven in 25, two home runs, 23 of those 25 runs knocked in the second half. Good for second in the league behind Lee of Mahoning Valley. 0-1. The pitch, low and outside. 1-1 the count. So Hext, who had a tough series at the plate against West Virginia, gets a big hit. Cadu had been struggling of late at the plate, gets a big hit. It's going to break out Tim Battle wanted to see. 1-1. Outside corner for a strike. One curveball that time. It's 1-2. Trent Mahoning Valley and State College all with 16 wins. The difference in the loss column. Trenton with 10. Mahoning Valley with 11. And the Spikes with 12. Deep breath for Buford. He waits with a 1-2 count. High and tight. 2-2, the count to the right-handed hitter out of Grambling. Outfield straight away, but O'Reilly very deep and left. Norris on deck, who swung a hot bat in the West Virginia series. Reddick to the plate. Checked it, did not go full, 3-2. That was borderline that time, and Cam got that call. Three balls and two strikes. Buford waits right-handed box. 1-0 State College, bottom of the first. Reddick goes set, and the left-hander to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him on a curveball. Two gone. First strikeout for Luke Reddick. Reddick is out of Oxford, Pennsylvania. Did his pitching with the Billings Mustangs in the Pioneer League before going to Trenton. 24 years of age, 6'4", 205-pound left-hander. And he'll now have to deal with Grant Norris. Norris 0 for 4 with a stolen base Sunday, was 4 for 12 in the series against West Virginia. On the ground to third, waiting for it as Blake fires across in time, and the inning is over. But because of hustle, the Spikes get a run on two hits and leave one, end of one. 1-0 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Top half of the second inning, and Jordan Morales back to the mound with a 1-0 lead. It's maybe a little cool tonight at 62 degrees, but it really is a fabulous night for baseball. Just need a jacket, that's all. No big deal. And, of course, this is the opening week of high school football, too, in Pennsylvania. Starting on Friday night. Hunter Duro will lead it off. Duro checks in at 284. Home run, 10 knocked in, 2 doubles, and a triple. And the pitch. That's foul first base side. As it went past first base coach Matt Sweeney. Donna Smith, by the way, coaching down at third. The 0-1. Outside, 1-1. 320 down the left field line, 384 left center, 399 dead center, 375 right center, 320 down the line, and right to the Lion Country Kia corner. 1-1. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, and left goes to the scoreboard in left center, the beautiful new video board. Huge, 8 feet high there, all the way around to the monster right. Pitch. Checked it. That just missed. 2-2 the count. The monster on right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. 2-2. Down low, 3-2. And now the walls, of course, they have advertisements on them, but instead of being green as in the past, this year Penn State blue with the yellow line, of course, above it. What a night. Mount Nittany perfect. Framing this ballpark, so clear down the mountain range to Pleasant Gap and Bellefonte. 3-2. Missed inside, ball four. First walk given up by Jordan Morales. Leadoff man aboard for the catcher, Chris Reeder. Reeder at 316, home run 13 knocked in with two doubles. Reeder out of Allentown, New Jersey, did his collegiate play at the College of New Jersey. 24 years of age, 5'10", 198 pounds. They're delivering now food to Joe for his birthday. Jimmy, who is the master, cannot say enough good things about Jimmy. First pitch of ball, 1-0 the count. And the 1-0. That's lined to left field. That is going to be a base hit. Cut off by Buford in the corner. First and second with nobody out for Trenton here in the second inning as the bottom third of the order makes some noise. That'll bring Chase Engelhardt to the plate. Engelhardt out of Florida International is hitting 262. Two home runs, 13 knocked in with three doubles and a triple. Ah, Jimmy, the master, the man. Okay. Oh, you are a gem. No, it's Joe's birthday, too, so. Oh, believe me, oh, yeah. Foul to our right and out of play. Oh, and won the count to Engelhardt. So Morales, for the second straight inning, is going to have to work out of a jam. This time with nobody out. The jam he worked out of in the first inning was with two outs. 0-1. Outside corner for a strike, battles right back to 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Eric Milton is here tomorrow. 25th anniversary coming up of his no-hitter against the Angels. 0-2. On the ground to short, picked up by Russell, on to Cadu, on to first, double play. 6-4-3, two outs. That is the 25th double play the Spikes have turned this season. Russell to Cadu to Spiegel. 29 double plays overall, 25 ground ball double plays, and now two outs with Durow on third, and here is Rosso, who struck out swinging his first time. 1-0 State College, top of the second. Against West Virginia, the Spikes had several timely double plays, and taking two out of three in that series. Rosso bats on the left side, a wave and a miss, high fastball at 87. It's 0-1. 10th hitter, fourth first pitch strike. Oh, and won the count. Here's the set and the pitch. It's on the ground to short. Russell charges, picks it up, fires the first and the third, and Spiegel can't handle it, and a run will score. Low throw, and that should be an E6. So here is Ryan Vogel to the plate in a 1-1 game. Vogel struck out swinging in the first. 1-1 here in the top of the second. Yeah, pitch misses for a ball. One ball, no strike. Started him out with a fastball that time. Up in the zone, borderline, could have been called, was not. 1-0 the count. Morales goes set and throws to first and dives back in. Have to keep an eye on Rosso. Rosso 6-for-6 in stolen bases. With the Spikes, he was 2-for-2, so he's 8-for-8 in the league. And out to a good lead. Morales, the left-hander, deals. Outside corner for a strike, evens the count at 1-1. Tussie Mountain ski area. Perfect view right over the grandstand. So clear tonight. It's going to be like that all week. 1-1. There goes Rosso. And foul to the plate. It's 1-2. Rosso went head first in the second base, but all for naught. Jog back to first. 1-2 the count. After that, Morales changeup was fouled off. One and two on Vogel. Two outs. On the ground to the left side, backhanded by Russell, long throw. He's not going to get him. It's thrown away. Spiegel couldn't dig that one out either. Tough play. I would go base hit on that one. I didn't think he was going to get him anyway.
Third baseman, number 61.
First and third with two outs. And so far, not one ball has left the infield except for the Reeders single to left. It's the only one that's left the infield. Ooh, they're going to call that an error. Wow. Okay. Interesting. First and third. There he goes. And the throw to second, trying to get him. Nope, they won't get him, but there's no advance from third. So Vogel gets his 11th steal of the year. Now tied for the league lead in that department. Second and third with two outs. Interesting. They didn't send Reeder that time, at a wave and a miss by Blake. 0-2. Blake single to left. A line drive single to left his first time. He's in the hole 0-2. 1-1 here, top of the second. Morales now will step off, rub up the baseball, pick up the rosin. Fires that back down. Now back to the top of the hill. Jordan works from the center. Some guys go first side, first base side, third base side. Not him. Right in the middle. And the 0-2. Foul to the plate. Good piece of hitting by Blake to stay alive. Sundown right at 8 o'clock tonight. except for the right fielder, Caleb Hill. Everybody else playing in shade. 0-2 the count, and Morales takes off the cap this time. Puts it back on. Now Jordan stares in. Second and third, two outs, one run in, top of the second, 1-1 game. Morales, 0-2. That's line to right field. Hill battles the sun but makes the catch, and the inning is over. They get a run. They do so on one hit. There were two errors and two left at the end of an inning and a half. 1-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home this week at Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. The Trenton Thunder come in for three games, all at 6:35. Tuesday, trade any ticket you have for a free seat on a Walking Taco Tuesday. Wednesday, Belfont baseball legend Eric Milton makes an appearance with a no-hitter 25th anniversary poster giveaway for the first 500 fans. Thursday, enjoy Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So we go to the bottom of the second in a 1-1 game. Knox Preston, Josh Spiegel, and Caleb Hill for the Spikes. 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order here in the bottom of the second. Preston went 0-for-2 Sunday with a walk and a run scored, hitting .283 with a home run, 16 knocked in with 5 doubles and a triple. Knox, 23 years of age, played at St. Louis University. And Reddick's first pitch of the second. Squares the bunt down the third base side, but foul. Good idea, but execution needs to be a little bit better. 0-1 the count. Reddick came into the game, number two in the league in innings pitched. Number two in strikeouts with 32 and 10th in ERA at 2.45. 0-1. On the ground, up the middle, into center field for a base hit. Went under the glove of Engelhardt that time and was able to get through, and the Spikes for the second straight inning have the leadoff man aboard, and here's Josh Spiegel. Spiegel's grandparents are here tonight. He went 1-for-2. On Sunday with a walk, hitting .258, home run, 6 knocked in with 2 doubles. It's out of Greensburg. 6'2", 212-pound, right-handed hitter, 24 years of age. The pitch, that's in there for a strike, 89 with the fastball. It's 0-1. Preston, 3-for-4 in stolen bases, but a short lead at first against the lefty Reddick. Outfield straight away. O'Reilly deeper in left. 0-1. On the ground. Cut off at third. Throw to second. One on the first. Double play. 14th double play turned by Trenton this season. Round the horn 5-4-3. Started by Blake. Two outs. Caleb Hill. All for 3 Sunday with a walk. Hitting .237 with no home runs at 8 knocked in with 2 triples. have the ability to induce the ground ball double play. That is the third ground ball double play that Redding has induced this season. First pitch to Hill, a ball, 1-0 the count. Another beautiful night. Can't ask for better in August. Maybe a few more degrees. Low and outside, 2-0. I mean, I know we started at 62, but for a clean, crisp night, this defines it. Plenty of sunshine. Wind blowing to right here, about 5 miles an hour. 2-0 to Hill. Checked it, 3-0 to Caleb, and Manny Jackson on deck. Interesting, there's right-handed action in the Trenton bullpen. I don't know, they're just playing catch? Oh, it looks to me like he's throwing. Here's the 3-0. Outside corner for a strike, it's 3-1. And Reddick's only thrown 24 pitches. Morales has thrown 45. I mean, it could be just work between starts. That's rolled on the ground to first, picked up there by DeRoe. To the bag he goes, puts the right foot on the bag, and the inning is over. Double play ball, the key to the inning. No runs a hit, and nobody left. Two full in the books, 1-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Top of the third in a 1-1 game in an important series between these two teams. Jordan Morales will face Pete DeRocher, Jack O'Reilly, and Jesse Fontaboa. 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order for Trenton. And two of the three are former Spikes. So here is Pete, who had an infield hit the first time in the first inning. And the pitch to DeRocher, he went around. That's a strike. Easy call there. It's 0-1. Five first pitch strikes now for Morales. 1-1 our score. And the set by Morales in this battle of left-handers. The pitch. That is to right center field. On the run is Hill. Reaches up, makes the catch in right center. One up and one down in the third. Jack O'Reilly on an 0-2 pitch was hit by a pitch in the first inning. I think the last time they were here, I think I asked the question, I wonder how many times on the road he hears that theme. What bothers me is that it influences Joe. He keeps going and buying auto parts after every game. The pitch on the ground is short, and there's Russell. Fires to first, right on the money, two gone. Jesse Fontaboa ended the first inning with the bases loaded by striking out looking. I said, Joe, do you really need rotors? You just had it inspected, and you can't do any repair work. But he keeps going to O'Reilly Auto Parts. I don't get it. And that's fouled at the plate. It's 0-1. Six first pitch strikes now for Morales. Oh, and one the count. Here's the set. And Morales to the plate. Outside, one and one the count. Now with JD, he goes with Joe, buys stuff, and doesn't even have a car. Advertising works. 1-1 the count. That is down the left field line, hooking fair, and he's around first, and it's going to be a ground rule double. That was a fair ball, ground rule double for Fontebowa. That's his eighth double of the year. So every time it looks like Morales is about to get out of the inning clean, they come up with something. Two outs, bases empty. Blake Bass hit the left in the first. Right. This inning, two outs, bases empty. Fontebowa, ground rule double, sneaking it just inside the line in front of the 325 sign. Here is Durow, who walked and scored the Trenton run in the second. And the pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. Five hits now for Trenton. They've out hit the spikes 5-3. As we play the top of the third. Here's the set. 0-1. Low it outside with a fastball. It's 1-1. Tomorrow, Eric Milton is here. 500 more posters commemorating the 25th anniversary of his no-hitter for the Twins against the Angels. Wave and a miss. It's 1-2. It was September 11th, 1999, at the Metrodome. And Eric will be here tomorrow night to sign. And then Joe Crispin here on Saturday. Thirsty Thursday will bring with it a fireworks show. 1-2 to Durow. On the ground foul. Past third. Still 1-2. One and two the count. Ball and two strikes. And Morales leans in, trying to finish this inning off in a 1-1 game. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him, and he does finish off the inning. And he does so with his fourth strikeout of the night. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team? Mountain Indy Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainindy.org/careers. 1-1 to the bottom of the third on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Good job.
The Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 1-1 to the bottom of the third. Manny Jackson, then back to the top of the order. Cooper Hexton, Kyle Russell. 9-1-2 for the Spikes here in the bottom of the third of a 1-1 game. Eric Milton here tomorrow. First 500 fans will get Eric Milton no-hitter posters. He'll be here to sign. Mr. Belfont determined tomorrow night as well. Joe Putnam against Scott Walker. It's also a Glizzy and Wine Wednesday. First pitch to Jackson. Outside and low, 1-0 the count. Manny at 229, three home runs, 19 knocked in, a couple of doubles and a triple. Went 1-for-3 with a walk and a run scored on Sunday. In fact, he scored the first run. Outside and low, 2-0 to Jackson. Thursday will be Dollar Beer Thursday and fireworks after that game. That's going to be a makeup from Saturday night. That'll be the bonus for you on Thursday, and the weather's going to be great all week. The pitch, now low 3-0. Friday, it's off to Williamsport. Joe and I will be there for that game. And then Saturday, Joe Crispin's here. First 1,000 fans will go to Joe Crispin bobblehead. He'll be here to meet, greet, and sign. Outside corner for strike, it's 3-1. And fireworks after that game. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, staycollegespikes.com. Or you can go to the box office to get your tickets ahead of time. On the ground, the second off the fist, picked up there by Engelhardt. Sidearms the first in time. One up and one down. Good job by Reddick to battle back from a 3-0 count. Hax singled the center and scored the Spikes run back in the first inning of a 1-1 game. So we determine what J.D. does with auto parts. We determine what Joe does with auto parts. Jerry Valeri, on the other hand, Jerry Valeri goes with him to get auto parts, but he resells them on the black market. It's just, it's sad. First pitch foul back by Cooper. It's 0-1. Plus for Hext, he'd been battling it a little bit at the plate of late. They got that solid single up the middle. Foul back underneath the camera. And down below to our left and out of play. It is quickly 0-2 on Cooper. Hex, the league leader in extra base hits with 15. The 0-2. Outside, that missed. Well, I'll tell you, that barely missed. That was right a borderline pitch. That time, that could have been called. 1-2 the count. Wind's picked up a bit, blowing to right. And Reddick's 1-2. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. Strike three got him. Reddick gets his second strikeout of the ballgame. Two outs with the bases empty. Kyle Russell flew to left his first time. Well, we've actually picked up a degree. We're up to 63 now. By the way, sunset is 8:01 tonight. The entire field is now ensconced in shadow. And the pitch. Inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. One ball and no strikes to the right-handed hitting shortstop. And the pitch. It's on the ground, too short. Backing up is Rosso. Santino to first and got him by a half step in a 1-2-3 inning. Now retired five in a row. 1-1 to the top of the fourth on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know that August 11th is 8-1-1 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
The State College Spikes are back home this week at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The Trenton Thunder come in for 3 games, all at 6:35. Tuesday, trade any ticket you have for a free seat on a Walking Taco Tuesday. Wednesday, Bellefonte baseball legend Eric Milton makes an appearance with a no-hitter 25th anniversary poster giveaway for the first 500 fans. Thursday, enjoy Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
One more note to what Joe said about Thirsty Thursday. There's also fireworks after that game as well. So we want to add that in for you as well. It's always it's going to be a beautifully clear night, which we're looking forward to. All right, important series for these two teams. 1-1 to the top of the fourth, and the birthday guy who's also just a special guy. That is Joe Putnam. Joe, welcome.
Thank you, Steve Jones. And Chris Reeder, Chase Englehart, and Santino Rosso, the 8-9-1 batters. Two up for the Thunder. Spike scoring in the first inning. Parker Kudu with a hustle double beat the tag at second, and Cooper Hext able to round third and score because of it. And in the second inning, a pair of errors to bring in the Trenton run as the first pitch to Reeder. Breaking ball outside from lefty Jordan Morales. Reeder singled his last time up, but then was erased on a double play. The 25th, the Spikes have turned on the ground here in the second half. And the 1-0, and that is swung on, popped up, shallow right field. Kudu, the second baseman, back on it. He's underneath him, makes a two-handed grab for the first out.
Yeah, the double plays, they turned, four in the West Virginia series.
Yep.
And it made a big difference in taking two out of three. I mean, they have just defensively, the combination of Kudu and Russell in the middle. And let's give T.J. Pound his credit as well. They've done a great job with it. Of course, Norris is slick at third anyway.
Absolutely. Chase Englehart grounded into that double play in the second inning. Swings the first pitch here. He pops it up right side. Kudu this time will leave it for the right fielder, Caleb Hill, to put it away. Two gone here in the top of the fourth.
Morales had to battle through with a lot of pitches in the first and in the second, but the efficiency has returned in the third and here in the fourth.
And this was really the story for him last time out of Mahoning Valley. He had a rough first inning, gave up four runs in that inning, but then it was smooth sailing the next four.
But, Joe, his first inning got the first two guys on strikeouts. It just kind of the wheels came off the wagon the next three.
Yeah, Blake with the single. DeRocher had the infield hit, and then O'Reilly hit on an 0-2 pitch. But credit to Jordan, he bounced right back, got Jesse Fonseboa to strike out looking. And now Santino Rosso takes a breaking ball for a strike on the outer edge, 0-1.
So you have your own personal camera person again.
0-1, that is foul tipped at the plate, 0-2 the count. I think they're wanting to capture, if I happen to just wail one at somebody again tonight.
Once again, that request was made by legal.
Oh, and two, the count.
The attorneys would like to talk to you for a moment.
I think wrist snap. I'll snap the wrist a little less tonight. 0-2. Swing, and oh, it popped out of the mid of Knox Preston after a foul tip. Still 0-2.
We have some video here we'd like you to look at. Right? But Steve did say he'd back you up for a fee.
That's right.
It's what I do. You need to take advantage of things.
Another 0-2, breaking ball, bounced onto the right side, gloved by Kudu, underhand toss to first. A little bit high, but Josh Spiegel able to corral it. And the inning is over as Jordan Morales sets the Thunder down in order in the fourth. Four in a row set down by the left-hander. And we go to the bottom of the fourth, tied at one on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home this week at Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. The Trenton Thunder come in for three games, all at 6:35. Tuesday, trade any ticket you have for a free seat on a Walking Taco Tuesday. Wednesday, Belfont baseball legend Eric Milton makes an appearance with a no-hitter 25th anniversary poster giveaway for the first 500 fans. Thursday, enjoy Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
It's the Toyota RAV 4th inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. And good news on the hot dog toss.
Were you ever careful? Jeez.
No one was harmed.
You didn't throw one. Gently dropped each one down. Meanwhile, what bothered me was there was an attorney standing in back of you. Right? And it's like, okay, great. I mean, it's like, I'm sure she doubles as a camera person, but I also know that, you know, she's a paralegal.
Parker Cadoo takes ball one inside.
By the way, Jerry Valeri wanted us to remind everybody, his birthday is September 4th. I'd like to point out that you and I will proudly be on the road.
We'll be in Williamsport that day. Maybe Jerry will join
us.
Hey,
why don't you come out to Williamsport with us? No, thanks.
Oh,
I forgot. He misses half the home games anyway, so there's no dedication. What the heck? What do I expect in a road game?
1-1 breaking ball, check swing, pitches high.
Did you see the Little League Classic the other night? They know how to put on a party. They would treat you like, okay, well, forget it. You shouldn't go.
2-1 breaking ball, called a strike, and it was a strike on the inside corner.
They would treat you worse than we do. I mean, Jayhawk doesn't even like you, and he likes everybody.
Aww. 2-2 swung on and missed, strike three. Another curveball from Reddick there to record his third strikeout of the night, and that is now six straight batters he has retired with a double play to start things off.
Yeah, the double play was the big one because, you know, Preston got that seeing eye single up the middle. You know, to start things off, you're like, okay, let's see what they can do here. Now, this guy, he better figure out how to handle.
And Cam Buford able to strike him out in the first inning, but
yeah,
Cam's second in the league in RBIs in the second half, and he takes ball one outside.
On this particular night, this is the one guy that can hit it out.
Absolutely. Win right now is from left to right field. And the 1-0. Fastball down and in, 2-0.
I'll say this, but the Fontebola ground rule double and the fly out by Russell did tell me you can drive the ball. Maybe not get it out, but you can drive it.
Sure can, and Cam, right-handed hitter. And that one, a strike, fastball on the outer edge, 2-1. Popped out of the middle, Reader, but a good call.
It's a good call.
A run, five hits, no errors for the Thunder. One run, three hits, two errors for the Spikes. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Toyota RAV fourth inning here at Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. And the 2-1, that is low for ball three.
Jerry just texted his wife, "They're being mean to me." She texted back, "Man up."
Three-one. Ball four, fastball low.
I can't believe they walked him, Joe. That's only the 400th time he's walked in 2 weeks.
Well, we saw this with Austin Ball to start the second half. Homered on his first swing, and word got around, and he currently leads the MLB Draft League second half and walks with 20. Cam's got 18.
He also has 11 steals, but Reddick is a difficult guy to steal on, Joe. He's A, left-handed, but B, he slide steps to the plate. He's not a big leg kick guy.
Yep. Here's Grant Norris in the right-handed box. Grounded out to his opposite number at third, Andy Blake, last time up. Takes a strike. Fastball in the inside corner, 0-1. And the wind blowing a little bit more than we're accustomed to seeing here at Medler Field, Lebrano Park tonight, especially going left to right. But that's where Norris goes with this one. Down the right field line to the line, Country Kia corner. Buford around second into third. Norris heading for second, slides in safely. And a one-out double for Grant Norris puts a pair of runners in scoring position as the Spikes look poised to break this 1-1 tie. Norris, a 94-mile-an-hour line drive off the bat, notches his third double of the season. And now Buford at third, Norris at second. Good speed on, Knox Preston at the plate. Knox with that seeing eye single up the middle, his first chime up, erased on a double play. Middle infield was coming up, but they are now going back. Blake at third is playing back as well, though Durow at first. He's up on the grass. First pitch breaking ball is low for ball one. Spikes in the red jerseys tonight. State College across the front. Numbers on the back, both gold with blue trim. And the 1-0. And a breaking ball outside. Went with the curve and missed 2-0. And now Sean Chacon, the Trenton pitching coach, hurries out to the mound. Might have seen something there. The hit by Norris, the fourth of the night for the Spikes. Second for extra bases after Parker Cadu's hustle double in the first inning. Something that looked foolhardy for a time, but able to get to second and elude the tag attempt. After the throw was coming home and was cut off. But now, meeting on the mound is over. Ian Pittenger has broken it up. The first mound visit of the night. But whatever it was that Sean Chacon saw, he hurried out to the mound to correct it. Second and third. One gone. Infield is still playing back for Trenton. And in fact, Durow, who was up on the grass, is now playing behind first. 2-0, the pitch. Bounce to the right side, should score a run. Charging is Engelhardt, and it flexes off the mitt. The run will score. And that will be the first error of the night for the Thunder, but Preston gets credit for the RBI to make it 2-1 State College. And you wonder if Engelhardt charging in on that ball as he did was trying to make the play at home. He took his eyes off the ball perhaps for just a moment, so Preston reaches on the error, but it is an RBI. Run would have scored anyway. First and third, one out. Spikes ahead by a run, and Josh Spiegel laces this one off the netting above the Spikes dugout first base side. Strike one. Spiegel, 0-for-1, grounded into a double play in the second inning. Now, Trenton has turned 14 of them on the ground this year. There's one gone. Pitch in tight. Spiegel throws his hips out of the way. It's ball one. One ball, one strike. Norris less than 90 feet away from another Spikes run. Knox Preston leading off first, being held there. And the throw to first, and Preston back with plenty of time. Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League. Of course, we've got two teams separated by just a game playing here tonight with 15 games remaining on the regular season slate. But the team sandwiched in between them, the Mahoning Valley Scrappers, trailing West Virginia in a slugfest, 7-5 in the bottom of the third. Here's a ground ball to the left side. Diving, Russo makes the stop, but his throw to first will not be in time. It's an RBI single for Josh Spiegel and extends the Spikes lead to 3-1. Santino Rosso just with an amazing effort just to get close to that. As Norris scores, Knox Preston moves to second, and now first and second with one gone. Hits are now 5 aside. And here is Caleb Hill, the right fielder, 0-for-1. Grounded out to first in his first at bat. The other game on the MLB Draft League slate tonight is Frederick and Williamsport down at Harry Grove Stadium, and the Keys lead it 1-0, bottom of the third. Hill puts down the bunt. Third base side. Blake hesitates, coming in to field it. He doesn't have a play. And it's a bunt single for Caleb Hill. Now, we've seen the Spikes oftentimes with first and second, no outs, lay down the bunt top to bottom. But there, with one gone, Caleb Hill. Maybe it is the birthday inning, but Hill definitely bunting for a hit there. Not only moves the runners up, but loads the bases with one out for Manny Jackson. 0-for-1 in this game. After a stinging rounder his first time up, and the first pitch from Reddick is a strike. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Now, Spikes, despite facing a left-handed pitcher, have four lefties in the lineup, but that's really because they are stacked with left-handed hitters and added another one today as the pitch to Jackson swung on and missed, but a foul ball. It was foul-tipped. Reeder came looking to throw to first. The ball popped out of his mitt, but ruled to be a foul tip at the plate. 0-2 the count. And the extra left-handed bat for the Spikes now is Sebastian Castro. 80 games in the outfield in the New York Mets organization, now here in Happy Valley. Born in New York, signed and played 2 years for the Dominican Summer League Mets. Spent this year at three different levels in the Mets organization, and the pitch inside for a ball, 1-2. 3-1 State College here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Toyota RAV fourth inning. And the Spikes have been zooming here. 1-2. Breaking ball queued up the middle, taken by Reddick. Throw to home for one. Reader on to first, double play. 1-2-3 it goes, and the inning is over. But the Spikes score two runs on three hits, one error, and two runners left on base. And at the end of four, it's State College in front, 3-1 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Into the fifth inning, and of course, two great fireworks shows coming up here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Thursday night, presented by Penn State Health. And then Saturday night as well. So back-to-back home games for the Spikes featuring fireworks again. Last Saturday's loss is this Thursday's gain. It'll be a gain for you. Not only are there fireworks after the game now on this coming Thursday night, it's also a dollar beer night on Thirsty Thursday. And the first pitch of the fifth inning from Jordan Morales is a strike on the outer edge. Maybe a little bit off of it, but got the call, strike one. Ryan Vogel leads it off for Trenton, number two man in the order. 0-1 breaking ball is low, blocked by Knox Preston. One ball and one strike. Vogel Struck out in the first inning, singled and stole a base in the second, but was stranded there. It'll be Vogel, Andy Blank, Pete DeRocher, the batters due up for the Thunder, and the 1-1 fastball is low and away for ball two. Spikes now out hitting the Thunder 6-5, leading in the calm that counts 3-1. Here at Medler Field, Lebrano Park. We're back here tomorrow night as well, 6:35. Eric Milton makes a special appearance, a Belfont baseball hero. Also part of a state championship Little League team in Belfont. And he will be on hand to meet and greet fans, sign autographs, decorated career in the majors as the 3-1 fastballs a strike on the inner half, 3-2 to Vogel. And, of course, if you missed out on the Eric Milton no-hitter 25th anniversary commemorative poster a couple of weeks back, you can still pick up a poster. Maybe you left yours at home. Maybe looking for another one. You can get it as one of the first 500 fans tomorrow night on the 3-2 breaking ball. A called strike three. Lower outside corner. Could not have placed it better. That's the fourth strikeout of the night for Jordan Morales. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. One gone in the fifth, and Andy Blank now the batter. Blake also with experience in an MLB organization as he swings the first pitch, lifts it to right field. Going back on it is Hill, who reels it in just shy of the warning track. Or the second out of the inning. Blake gave it a ride, 96 miles an hour off the bat. 95, by the way, is the cutoff under which a ball is generally considered hard hit. So that one definitely hard hit to right, but Hill on line with it makes the play. Two gone, and here is Pete DeRocher, former Spike like Santino Rosso. Played the final week of the first half for the Spikes before shifting over to the Thunder for the second half of this MLB Draft League season. DeRocher is 1-for-2 tonight. He takes ball one inside here. We'll get to the Major League portion of the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard shortly as the 1-0 taken for a strike. One ball, one strike. Three-one Spikes, top of the fifth. Base is empty, and the 1-1 to DeRocher is bounced foul, third base side. Manager Adonis Smith coaching at third. Let's the bullpen take care of that one. It's 1-2. By the way, tomorrow, 6:35 game, also a Glizzy and Wine Wednesday here at the ballpark, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, and the 1-2 breaking ball, called strike three, nicked the bottom portion of the zone at the knees, and that's the fifth strikeout for Jordan Morales, brought to you by Penn State Health. And a 1-2-3 inning for Morales, the strikeout from Mount Nittany Health. Not any health, there's more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Jordan Morales has set down seven in a row. And at the end of four and a half, we're halfway home at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. State College 3, Trenton 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Belfont, and Phillipsburg.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Top of the order due up for the Spikes in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cooper Hext, Kyle Russell, and Parker Cadu as the Spikes lead the opener of this three-game series against the first-place Trenton Thunder 3-1. And the first pitch to Hext, breaking ball for a strike, swung on and missed. Luke Rettig, the Trenton starter, has gone the distance so far. Rettig now at 60 pitches on the night. 35 of them have been for strikes. Hext 1-for-2. With a single in the first, he also scored the Spikes' first run in that inning. And the 0-1 breaking ball outside, ball one. Another curveball from Rettig. Gets the sign from Reeder and the pitch. And this one bounced on to second, taken on two hops by Engelhard. Throws to first in time, one away. Ramada out of town, scoreboard in the big leagues tonight. Back-to-back homers for Juan Soto and Aaron Judge two nights after they fell in extra innings to the Detroit Tigers in the MLB Little League Classic at Journey Bank Ballpark in Williamsport. Historic Bowman Field, of course, also known. And the Yankees lead the Guardians 2-1, bottom of the second in that game. A pitch to Kyle Russell. Fastball outside, 88 miles an hour, 1-0 the count. Juan Soto now with 35 home runs this season. Aaron Judge at 45. Here's the 1-0 from Rettig. Fastball in tight. 1-1 the count. Also, the Diamondbacks lead the Marlins 2-0, bottom of the fifth. Rockies lead the Nationals 1-0, bottom five in D.C. Blue Jays on top of the Reds 4-1, bottom of the third in Toronto. And the Orioles shutting out the Mets currently 3-0, going to the third inning in Queens. And a fastball for a strike over the outer half. 2-1 now to Russell. Phillies and Braves scoreless. Bottom of the second inning. Brewers and Cardinals going to the bottom half of the first in St. Louis. Scoreless. And the 2-1 to Russell. Popped up first base side. And that is out of play. 2-2 the count. Wind still blowing from left field to right field. Not blowing quite the same speed as earlier, but still about 10 to 15 miles an hour at least, and gusting higher than that tonight. Again, winds we're not really accustomed to seeing here in the third week of August here in Happy Valley. 2-2. Sharp grounder to second. Scooped by Engelhard. Slings it over to first in time. Two down. Tigers and Cubs about to get underway at Wrigley tonight. The Pirates visiting the Rangers. With first pitch in the offing down in Arlington. Red Sox and Astros to meet in Houston. Royals hosting the Angels, the Rays and the A's in Oakland. Twins and Padres later tonight. The White Sox visit the Giants later this evening. And the Dodgers host the Mariners. And Parker Cadu. Swings the first pitch, bounces it on to first, taken by Hunter Dereau. First baseman steps on the bag, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Luke Rettig and the Thunder. Still 3-1 the Spikes as we go to the sixth here at Mettler Field at Leblano Park on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Into the sixth inning, Jordan Morales has thrown 74 pitches for the Spikes, 54 for strikes. He's got Jack O'Reilly, Jesse Fontebowa, and Hunter Dereau to deal with, the 5-6-7 hitters in the Trenton order, as the Spikes lead it 3-1 here. A pair of runs in the fourth inning to break open a tie game, and Morales' first pitch of this inning is outside a ball. He has retired the last seven batters he has faced. O'Reilly tonight hit by a pitch in the first inning, grounded out to short in the third. And the 1-0 delivery is fouled off the facade, going back down below. I have no doubt that were that headed toward the sandlot, it would have been a clean catch. One ball and one strike. And Morales delivers. That is lifted in the air down the right field line. Spiegel on the run. First baseman won't be able to get to it. Bounces out of everyone's reach on the warning track and out of play. Also on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, the Little League World Series ongoing in South Williamsport. At the Little League World Series today, Mexico eliminated Cuba 6-4. Wailuku, Hawaii eliminates the squad from Newtown, Pennsylvania 3-1 today. And here is a liner towards center field. Will drop in front of Hex for a base hit. Slicing line drive gives O'Reilly his first hit of the night, the sixth of the game for the Thunder, and the first hit for the Thunder since the third inning when Jesse Fontebowa delivered a ground rule double down the left field line toward the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion and hopped in. Fontebowa, 1-for-2. He has thrilled the fans in one way tonight as a former Spike, played for this squad in 2023's second half. But he did strike out in his first at-bat, and he was the McDonald's strikeout guy tonight. And the first pitch, changeup, too high for Ian Pittenger's liking, ball one. Also at the Little League World Series, Venezuela eliminates Aruba 2-1. Lake Mary, Florida, and Staten Island, New York, in a elimination game there in the bottom of the third, Florida leading 1-0. That pitch outside, a 2-0 the count, breaking ball from Morales. Tomorrow, Chinese Taipei faces Japan. And the team from Henderson, Nevada faces the team from Bourne, Texas. There goes the runner on the 2-0. Pitch is high and away. Throw down to second, not in time. O'Reilly beats it. Slap tag at second by Parker Cadu. Strong throw from Knox Preston. And, oh, that was a close one. He might have got him, but stolen base is what it'll stay as. There is no official replay system in the MLB Draft League. Whatever the call on the field is, that's what goes. Unless, of course, the umpires by conference, somebody else saw it a different way, clearly. And the pitch is down and in ball four, and Fontebowa is on with a four-pitch walk. That is the second walk allowed by Jordan Morales tonight. First and second, as the first two batters of the inning are on, and Hunter Dereau is waiting at home plate. Meanwhile, Knox Preston has gone out to the mound to have a chat with Jordan Morales, both holding their gloves to their mouths, hiding from the runners. And they did, by the way, over in the production room here, the state-of-the-art production room here at the ballpark. They slowed down the video. They took the look with the great cameras they got, and he was safe ever so slightly. They had to slow it down, but it was the right call. So I do want to let everybody know that, I mean, these umpires don't have the benefit of replay, and a lot more often than not, they make the right calls, and that was a good job. Durow now at the plate as the meeting on the mound is broken up. First and second, nobody out. Breaking ball down and in, ball one. Knox Preston blocking that one. And this is where Knox's abilities to keep the pitches in front of him become paramount. It's a 3-1 lead for the Spikes, but the tying run's already at first. You don't want him in scoring position. 1-0. Pass ball low, 2-0. Durow walked and scored in the second inning, struck out in the third. Morales leaning in for the sign. Now has it, sets, and delivers. Swing and a miss. Got him on the curveball that time, and it's 2-1, and Jordan Morales back in action. Two balls, one strike. The pitch. Up and in, ball three. Trying to go curveball again and might have actually dropped it in there, but might be prove-it mode at this point as there is right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen as well. And the 3-1 fouled back in this direction. Smacks off the window, one to Steve's right. But we knew it was going that way. There was no movement in this booth. Peter Austinson is the right-hander warming up for the Spikes. 3-2 the count to Durow after the foul ball. And the payoff pitch from Morales. Smoked down the third baseline, but it goes foul left of the bag. 96 miles an hour off the bat. Runners return to first and second, and it stays a full count. That was the curveball that time from Morales. Might have more slider properties. Came in at 78, but again, another opportunity with the count 3-2. And a cold strike three. Got him with a fastball in the inside corner. That is actually the seventh strikeout tonight for Morales. And it's brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountainindy.org/orthopedics. One gone in the top of the sixth. Here is Chris Reeder, the Trenton catcher, 1-for-2, singled in the second, popped out to second. His last time up in the fourth, and time's called before the first pitch of the at-bat. Morales steps off. Reeder steps out. Now both return to their posts. 3-1 Spikes. Here in the top of the sixth, Morales delivers. Breaking ball down and in, ball one. To start off, Reeder. The TCNJ product.
It's the College of New Jersey. They produced several Rhodes Scholars. Maybe not.
The 1-0. We'll check that. Popped up first base.
I'm not going to bother.
No.
I'm going to pretty much go with some assumptions. I talked to Scott Walker, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
He was watching the pregame.
Yes.
The part where I said for your birthday he would lay down tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yep.
He wants to bury you.
No, it's going to be hearty competition tomorrow.
He wants to bury you.
1-1, called strike on the outer half, 1-2. And believe me, he has heard for an entire year all about Mr. Belfont.
Gee, I wonder where he's heard that from.
One ball and two strikes. Pitch to Reeder. Lifted in the air, right field. Hill going back now, settles up, makes the catch. O'Reilly tags from second and will make third. Fontebowa holds it first. Two down in the top of the sixth inning.
Guys all over the place passing each other.
And Reeder.
Legally, because Reeder went past, you know.
Exactly, yeah. Reeder makes the turn at first.
Yeah.
Because Fontebowa decides whether or not he's going to go. O'Reilly on to third, but. Like you said, Steve, it was all legal.
play. I mean, the stolen base at second, he was clearly out. Do I know how I know?
How was that?
I have no idea. I wasn't watching.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I thought I'd just, like, just, you know, throw it in there, see how it goes.
WW.
Wasn't watching.
Chase Englehart 0 for 2 in the game. Swings with the first pitch. Down the right field line. Foul territory. Dead sprint. And, oh, Caleb Hill nearly gets it. It's off the mitt. And a foul ball. He had to make up a lot of ground. He had an opportunity at it, but could not quite cinch it up. It'll just be an 0-1 count. It was the 94th pitch of the night for Jordan Morales. Peter Ostenson is warming up, and he's likely ready to go whenever needed.
Ostenson's been terrific lately.
0-1. Change up low and away. 1-1 to Englehart.
The preference would be he starts the seventh.
I will say, as of late, he has come in with runners on base and been superb as well.
He's been terrific in every situation.
1-1 to Englehart, upstairs for a ball, 2-1.
Look, two more strikes, ground ball out, and he's out of this.
And Jordan Morales has had the knack. When he needs the out, I mean, that was how he finished up the seventh inning in West Virginia. Mm-hmm. A week and a half ago to earn a stellar victory, elicited a double play. 2-1, bouncer up the middle, and it's Morales himself who stabs at it, hustles over to first, underhands to Spiegel, and Jordan Morales doing it himself in the field to complete yet another quality pitching effort on the mound. No runs, a hit, two runners left on for the Thunder.
And he goes to the dugout, a little to the heart, and points to you. How nice was that? That was just really, oh, I was touched.
Well, we'll check the videotape on that.
Don't bother.
3-1 State College as we go to the bottom of the sixth on the Spikes.
I call him as I see him. If I don't see it, I make it up.
Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. First pitch in the bottom of the sixth inning is a low and in to Cam Buford, leading off for the Spikes here in the bottom of the sixth. To be followed by Grant Norris and Knox Preston, and the pitch in tight for ball two to Cam, who drew his 18th walk of the second half. Last time up, he is officially 0 for 1 at the plate tonight. 20 is the league lead held by Austin Ball. And the 2-0 down and in corner for a strike. Fastball at 87 from Luke Rettig, the left-hander who's been efficient tonight. That is only his 71st pitch of the evening. 41 of them have been for strikes. The 2-1 from the southpaw is down and in for ball three. Jordan Morales, six outstanding innings, allowing one run, which was unearned, by the way, on six hits, two walks, a hit batsman, seven more strikeouts. 3-1 floats high, ball four, and Cam draws yet another walk. That is his second of the night. And now he is aboard for Grant Norris. 19 walks drawn in the second half by Cam Buford. Spikes have four players in the top 10, but you got Ball at 20, Buford at 19. Here's Grant Norris, doubled last time up, down the right field line to the Lion Country Kia corner. He's 1-for-2. And this one, line to center field, his second hit of the night. Buford up to second, a hold there. Laced right to the center fielder, Vogel, but now two runners on to start the sixth for the Spikes.
Now six for his last 14, Joe, with three doubles.
He's been on a tear here, playing back here at Medler Field, Lebrano Park, and trust me, he's used to conditions like this tonight. lot more often than maybe the warmer temps.
Welcome to Penn State.
Knox Preston is 1-for-2 this evening, but his last time up, he knocked in a run with a ground ball to the right side. He puts down the bunt here, picked up by Reddick. He's going to try for third. No, he's going to go back to first, throw in time. And Reddick, he wanted to get that force out of the lead runner, Buford, but it just wasn't there. It'll be a sacrifice bunt.
It wasn't there for two reasons. A, the speed of Buford made a big difference there. He's the league leader in stolen bases, and that. No, it was 1-3.
Yeah. 1-3 on the put out.
Yeah. Do you watch the games?
But the other reason for Buford being able to make third.
Because coming in from third that time was Blake, and then there was the indecision on the bunt, and he lost his step. And when he did that, a guy with speed beat him to the bag.
Josh Spiegel takes a breaking ball low.
You got one job over there. You should be telling us.
1-0. Spiegel popped up. First base side, now into right field. Looking for it in the lights is DeRocher. He's found it. He makes the catch. And a throw home. There was no advancement, no attempted advancement. Two down.
Yeah, we saw that with Pete when he was here, when he played right field. Incredibly strong arm. But that throw was also emblematic of what we saw when he was here. The ability to get it there, but he misses the cutoff man every time.
Yeah.
I've never seen him hit the cutoff.
And we've seen arms where they're able to get it everywhere here. Rowan Wick comes to mind.
Yes.
But you have to have an absolute cannon. And Rowan Wick later made the big leagues as a pitcher. That's how good his arm was.
But again, your job is to throw through a guy. The catcher will tell you whether to let it go or not.
Yep. Yeah, unless you and even then, he took a lot of risks. And I was going to say, unless you have that, you got to make the fundamental play. But now Caleb Hill pops it up left field. O'Reilly going back. He lost it. Two runs will score. Sliding into second is Hill. It's a two-run double as Jack O'Reilly didn't have a beat on it at all, and it drops in safely. 5-1 Spikes.
Joe, I could tell right away. He never saw it. I could tell right away when he started waving his arms, not frantically, but just enough like, hey, look, I'm not sure. Right? I think he was trying to tell the shortstop, Rosso, hey, get out here. Because he couldn't see it.
Well, I think he was also trying to play it as cool as he could so he could hold the runners for a little while. But, yeah, eventually that was going to be exposed, and it was. It's a two-run double for Caleb Hill.
And here's the newest Spike.
Yes, indeed. Coming on here in the sixth inning is Sebastian Castro. So Castro will take over in the DH spot. We've seen this happen before. Castro just arrived here about an hour and a half ago.
He looks comfortable.
Well, he's had a lot of action. He's played over 40 games in the almost 40 games in the New York Mets system this year, but now here with the Spikes. And he takes a strike of the knees, 1-1 the count. Castro, a native of New York, spent 4 years in the Mets organization. Signed as a free agent with him at the age of 16. Breaking ball down and away, ball two.
Played at a place you and I are very familiar with, Brooklyn.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The Cyclones, right next to Nathan's, right near the water right near the park.
And I wonder if he had to deal with the Coney Island Friday night fireworks.
Who knows? And, of course, Andy Blake is here, and Andy Blake was in the Angels organization.
Yes.
With Salt Lake, which Salt Lake is campaigning to get an expansion team.
Yes. Breaking ball in tight, 3-1 to Castro.
I was talking with Tim Kirchin about that. And then we all know Nashville is like the clubhouse leader.
Yes.
Right now. But Salt Lake, he thinks, is the number two choice.
Yeah. 3-1 the count to Castro in his first plate appearance as a spike, and the ball goes behind him, hits him in the back. It was a breaking ball that time. That got away from Reddick, and that has been happening tonight, so a painful way for Sebastian Castro to finish off his first plate appearance as a spike.
Welcome to the club. Great to have you here.
Right between the 4 and the 0.
Think about Salt Lake. Of course, they've had the Jazz now for decades when they moved from New Orleans with Pete Maravich at the time and Rod Hundley and so forth. But now they've got the hockey team. The Arizona Coyotes have now moved there, so they're in the NHL, and now they're going after this.
Yeah.
After Major League Baseball.
First pitch strike to Cooper Hext. Fastball on the outer edge on what is Luke Reddick's 84th pitch of the night.
Boy, you'd love to get another run here on this guy. He's a good pitcher.
Already made it 5-1. If it's a 4-run lead, you want to make it 5. Breaking ball to inside again. Nearly got Hex in the right shoulder, but it misses him. Ball 1.
When they go to the bullpen, it's going to be another left-hander, Joe.
Yep.
And Ostenson's ready for the spikes.
Yeah, he'll get the 7th. 1-1 pitch to Hex and changeup out in front. Actually, it was a breaking ball that time, tailed away, but came in at 73 miles an hour, and it's 1-2.
So impressed with Morales tonight. He had to battle out of some situations, and he battled out of them except for one where he gave up a run.
And even that run was unearned. Breaking ball swung on and missed, strike 3. Well, the Spikes tack on 2 more runs in this frame on a pair of hits, including Caleb Hill's 2-run double. They got lost in the lights in left field. 2 runners left on base for the Spikes. We go to the 7th. 5-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the 7th inning here at Midler Field at Lebrano Park. State College leading Trenton 5-1 in the opener of a 3-game series between Trenton in first place in the second half, the Spikes in third place, but just a game back. And as Peter Ostenson takes over for the Spikes on the mound here in the 7th, taking over the rest of the way for you, a guy who's been here since day one, not only for the Spikes, but for me personally as well. And Steve Jones, it's been a pleasure to work alongside you, sir.
16 years Joe and I have worked together. I've been here 18. And then when Joe came here as a young broadcaster, I could tell right away that it was going to be a special time working with him, because already he had the idea in his mind, take care of the little things, big things take care of themselves. He was a pro's pro the second he walked in here. So here's Santino Rosso. Austinson's been terrific of late. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. So let's give you the Jordan Morales book. Now, Joe did give you a preview of it last half inning. Six innings, six hits, one run. It was unearned, struck out seven, walked two, lowered the ERA in the process to 2.52. That's popped up third base side, reaches the seats and out of play. It's 1-1. Austinson now comes in. And you want to talk about a guy that's been terrific of late. 14th appearance. He now has a 2-1 record with a 3.97 ERA, 14 strikeouts, 5 walks, a save, 2 holds. Got the win against West Virginia, 2/3, 1 hit, no runs, 2 days ago. That's a strike, it's 1-2. Yep, Joe got here, he was at Auburn for a year, and then came here. It was year 3 of the team, and it was, to be honest with you, it was a hard year to be here. In 2008, not because of the job. The job's always fun.
Absolutely.
But the Spikes only won 18 games that year. That's low and inside for a ball, 2-2 the count. And you want to talk about a young broadcaster. There are many out there that would have handled it with sarcasm, with anger, things like that. Nope, handled it in every positive way possible and won the respect of everybody in the organization. Lined down the right field corner to the Lion Country Kia corner. Rosso around first, on his way to second, dug out of the corner by Caleb Hill. He'll hold him to a double. That could have been a triple, but a good job by Hill that time in right field to dig it out and get it back in right away. So Vogel to the plate. Vogel is 1-for-3. Struck out swinging in the first. Infield hit, stole a base in the second. Struck out swinging in the fifth. Spikes with a 5-1 lead. Hits are now even at 7. Say this in the 16 years we've worked together. It's probably one of the chillier nights.
I would say so.
Here.
Yes.
When you first joined the team, I did the first road trip at Jamestown.
Yes.
That's a strike. 0-1, the count started him out with a curveball that time. And the opener was 41 degrees. Right? It was the night the Celtics won the title over the Lakers.
Yep.
Game 7. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That was the cutter that time. It's 0-2. And it was 41 degrees. And there's no heat in that booth.
No.
You're lucky it's enclosed. but here, it's 62 to start the game tonight. Let's see how far it's dropped down here. Here's the set by Peter. It's down to 60 degrees. And a fake to second. Real field 57, Joe.
Not too often that you see long sleeves on the field here on August 20th.
I saw Chase Meyer, the place kicker for Penn State today.
Uh-huh.
0-2. Breaking ball. Called strike three. Got him. That was fabulous. What a pitch. Brought to you by our good friends at Mount Nittany Health. So 7 strikeouts for Morales. 1 now for Austinson. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Parents trust their health to the most important people in their lives, their children. That's why we offer compassionate and comprehensive pediatric care. We're here to help. Visit mountainindy.org/orthopedics. Here is Andy Blake at the plate, who's 1-for-3. Single to the left in the first, flew to right in the second, lined out to right in the fifth. The pitch, high and tight for a ball, 1-0 the count. We've been at the highest temperature we've ever had here was 102 for a game here.
Yes.
On the road, 41 was the low. And the pitch. And it's low and outside. I remember that night getting to the late innings. I'm like, okay, everybody, just make it move.
Yes.
It's getting really cold up here. I had every jacket on I could think of.
And it's ironic. That was opening night. That was June.
Opening night. It was June.
We've had some, there have been some chillier times when we played on into September, particularly past Labor Day.
Yeah, in the playoffs, whatever. Yep. We've had that a couple times, but that's to be expected.
Exactly.
Now, we're going to be a little warmer tomorrow at 67. We get to 70 on Thursday, right? And then 79 on Saturday here.
Cool. Picture perfect.
The pitch and no rain up high. Walked him on 4 pitches. So first and second with a 1 out. And that'll bring DeRocher to the plate. Pete with an infield hit in the first, but he flew to right in the third, struck out swinging in the fifth. But happy birthday, pal.
Thank you very much, sir.
It is I'm looking forward not only to the rest of the season, but looking forward to next season with you.
Absolutely. 2024 is going to finish strong, but 2025 is going to be a great year.
We're going to start talking about season tickets for next year pretty soon. That's fouled to our right now to play. Jerry, the window was down. You didn't have to fall to the ground. It's unbelievable.
Had one off that window earlier, but I told everybody no movement whatsoever.
None. Zero. Didn't even flinch. You can get up now. Game's on. Here's the set and the 0-1. DeRocher hits it in the air. Foul first. Jerry, get up. The foul ball's down by Gambino's office. What's going on up here? We got a skittish group. Every time I turn around, somebody's got PTSD. Jerry's trying to get to his next birthday. 0-2 the count. Austinson to the plate. Way outside, 1-2. That was a purpose pitch, but he missed by a wide margin with a curveball that time. Just overthrew it. 1-2 the count. Wind's kicked up a bit, blowing toward right about 5 to 7 miles an hour now. First and second, one out. Spikes have turned one double play tonight. The pitch. Strikeout or edge. Got him. Strike three. Second strikeout of the inning for Peter Austinson as he gets DeRocher looking. Brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. They've had a great Mountain Indy Health experience. Take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about the great care you're getting in our community. With two gone now, here's Jack O'Reilly. 1-for-2, hit by a pitch in the first on an 0-2 pitch. Grounded to short in the third. Singled, stole a base, stranded at third in the sixth. 5-1 State College in the seventh. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Started him out with a slider that time. Ball and no strikes. Rosso's on second. Blake on first with two outs. Austinson, the right-hander, to the plate. Hit in the air, right field. Going back on the run to the track as Hill can't get it. It's off the wall. Two runs are going to score. It's going to be 5-3. It's going to be a two-run double for O'Reilly as Hill hit the wall hard that time. But, again, those walls are now padded here, and Hill should be okay. But he gave it a great effort, just could not reel it in. O'Reilly knocks in two, 5-3, and now Jesse Fontebowa. Fontebowa is 1-for-2, struck out looking in the first. Double to left, a ground rule double in the third. He walked in the sixth. 5-3, State College now in the top of the seventh. State College now will then make the move to getting into the Trenton bullpen. Austinson to the plate. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Start him out with a curve ball. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Both teams were off yesterday. 0-1. Foul straight back to the screen. Peters ahead, 0-2. Nick Hohenstein will come out and retrieve it. 0-2, the count with O'Reilly on second. 5-3 State College in the top of the seventh. Fontebowa waits, and the pitch. Curveball checked it, did not go. A little bit closer on that purpose pitch that time. It's 1-2. It's a great effort by Hill on that ball to right. Just didn't quite get it, then really slammed hard into the padding of the wall. 1-2 the count. Austinson outside, 2-2. Went slider that time. Spikes have due. Russell, Cadu, and Buford in their half of the seventh. 2-3-4. 2-2 the count. The set. Pitch. Hit in the air, right field. Hill goes back on this one. Hill to the warning track, reaches up, makes the catch, and goes right into the wall again to end the inning. Two runs on two hits and one left. And at the end of 6.5, seventh inning stretch time in the ballpark, 5-3 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are back home this week at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The Trenton Thunder come in for three games, all at 6:35. Tuesday, trade any ticket you have for a free seat on a Walking Taco Tuesday. Wednesday, Bellefonte baseball legend Eric Milton makes an appearance with a no-hitter 25th anniversary poster giveaway for the first 500 fans. Thursday, enjoy Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Well, here at the ballpark, we go to the bottom of the seventh at a 5-3 game. Instead of going left-hander, they're going to right-hander. We'll get the pitcher in a moment. Not only the seventh inning stretch would take me out to the ball game, but happy birthday to Joe Putnam, sung by Jerry Valeri. I would like to point out it was not in the same realm as Marilyn Monroe. Even dug out the baseball dog, started cringing. And then he got a pie in the face. So here we go to the bottom of the seventh. The Spikes with a 5-3 lead. Reddick ended up going six innings, eight hits, five runs. They were all earned. He struck out four and he walked two. And for the Spikes to get to Reddick tonight, who's really had a terrific year, is a real tribute to the Spikes offense tonight, because Reddick is a quality pitcher. And Chick DiGaetano, the former Nittany Lion, will take over on the mound. This will be his third appearance for Trenton at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. And Chick DiGaetano will be making his 11th appearance for Trenton. He's 1-2, 9 1/3, 16 hits, struck out 8, walked 9, hit 2. And let's see if the Spikes can do any damage here in the late innings and expand this lead, which is 5-3. They'll send Kyle Russell, Parker Cadu, and Cam Buford to the plate, 2, 3, and 4 in the Spikes batting order. Russell is 0-for-3, flew to left in the first, grounded out to short in the third, and grounded out to second in the fifth. Just a quick moment for Reeder to go out to talk to Chick DiGaetano, just to go through a couple of items with him before we start the bottom of the seventh. Line score, 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for the Spikes, 3 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error for Trenton. Each team came into the game, along with Mahoning Valley, with 16 wins. Thus, the winner of tonight's game will have the 17th win. It's the first of a three-game set. Here's Russell. Bats from the right side. DiGaetano works from the first base side, and the right-hander deals. Russell wraps it on the ground past Tim Battle at third. 0-1 the count. Wind's kicked up, blowing to right about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Of course, that brings with it wind chill. As we're down to 55 wind chill here, 59 is the temperature. 0-1 the count, the pitch. Up high for a ball, 1-1 the count. I know it seems odd in August to be talking about a wind chill, but it's 55 is the wind chill right now, and it does affect how what happens with the flight of the ball. 1-1 the count. Russell waits. DiGaetano to the plate. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Took a little off that one. Ball and 2 strikes the count. DiGaetano, of course, pitched at Penn State. 6'2", 214-pounder out of Sugarloaf, Pennsylvania. 23 years of age. Schickel turned 24 on October 1st. 1-2 the count. It hit him. So Russell gets hit by a pitch. For Digitano, that's the second. That is actually for him the third batter he's hit this season. And Russell is aboard, and Russell can run, but he's going to have to walk this off first. He took it just above the left hip. Russell hit by a pitch for the fifth time this season. Kyle is 3-for-4 in stolen bases. Here's Cadu. RBI double in the first, struck out swinging in the fourth, and grounded the first in the fifth. Russell not quite ready yet. Now he is set to go at first base. Being held on by Durow. Middle infield at double play depth. They've turned one double play tonight, Trenton has. They're 14th on the season. Spikes, conversely, have turned 25, including one tonight. Cadu in the left-handed box, and Digitano deals. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Starting him out at slider, it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Shallow in right, normal in center, deeper in left. Up on the grass at third is Blake. The pitch, Cadu, check swing, takes a strike, 90-mile-per-hour fastball from Chick, it's 1-1. Ball and a strike. 5-3 State College, bottom of the seventh. Russell gets his lead at first. Digitano throw to first and back with ease. No tag that time by Durow. Backing up now even to the bag at third is Blake. Middle infield at double play depth. Cadu waits. Digitano deals. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. That was the slider again. Ball and two strikes. Key is to somehow move Russell over to second. Somehow, some way. Out to his lead at first. Digitano doesn't have a high leg kick. Does a good job at the slide step. 1-2. That is to right field. That's going to be a base hit. Russell's around second. He's on his way to third. He'll get there with complete ease. Runners at the corners with nobody out. So now they have a threat going here. I said the key was to move the runner. He did more than that. He got him over to third with a base hit to right field. And here's Cam Buford. Buford is 0-for-1. He struck out swinging in the first, and he's walked twice in the fourth and sixth, respectively, and each time he scored a run. Sean Chacon's going to come out and talk to his guy. First and third with nobody out. How badly did they get your glasses on that? Yeah. By the way, just so you know, that rendition of Happy Birthday by Jerry, just so you know, hey, like, there's the Marilyn Monroe version at Madison Square Garden, and 180 of that was that. It makes you not want to have birthdays. As much as we salute you in presence and the praise that you've justifiably earned as one of the absolutely great people out there, that was a low moment.
Hey, the ending was sweet.
Yeah, oh, what did they get you with? Whipped cream. All whipped cream. Oh, nice. How bad were the glasses, by the way? I know the mound conference is over. Couple wipes, you'll be out. Good. Okay. So here's Cam at the plate. Buford, we mentioned 0-for-1. The two walks, two runs scored. First and third with nobody out. Middle infield double play depth. So they'll turn two to and concede a run. And the pitch. There goes the runner, Cadu, and he'll steal it with no throw. The ball was bounced in there, and Parker Cadu would steal number 11. He is 11-for-11 in stolen bases. Second and third now with nobody out, and that takes away the conventional double play. And for Trenton, they'll take the infield and they'll bring him in all the way around on the grass. 1-0 to Buford. One thing, you hit a ground ball in the infield, okay. They can choke it off at home plate or hold the runner. But the other part is it also leaves a lot of room between the infielder and the outfielder to dump one in. 1-0 the count and the pitch. That's on the ground, charging, throw to the plate. He's going to make it. The throw is up the first base line, and Russell scores. The throw by Rosso was not a good one to the plate that time because it was up the line at first, and the Spikes have a 6-3 lead and still have runners on first and third. Another RBI for Cam Buford. That's 26. And here's Grant Norris, and I'm telling you, it's not going to take long for them to send Buford. Buford's got 11 stolen bases this year. Middle infield double play depth, 6-3. Up high and tight. At some point in this sequence, Buford will go. You got Cadu on third with 11 stolen bases. You got Buford on first with 11 stolen bases. Oh, by the way, the league lead is 11 stolen bases. 1-0. There he goes, the pitch outside for a strike. Throw to second, and he is safe at second. Cadu holds at third, the 12th stolen base of the year for Buford. 1-1 the count, second and third with nobody out. So the Spikes getting the bats and the running game in gear, and Trenton once again will bring the infield up all the way around with Norris at the plate. Grant has a 1-1 count. He is 2-for-3 tonight. He is 6 for his last 14 at the plate. He has a double and a single and 2 runs scored tonight. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. That was out of the zone up high, and he chased it. 91-mile-per-hour fastball, 1-1 the count. Nittany Lion versus Nittany Lion. Norris has driven in 6. He has a chance to pick up 2 right here. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. And it gets away, bounces off the bricks. Problem for Cadu, and he's going to be tagged out of the play because of the bricks. And that's the one thing you have to worry about here at the ballpark. When the ball goes off the bricks, it can go right back to the catcher. Buford did take third, but now there are 2 outs. Cadu did the right thing. I mean, it's a wild pitch, so it's an automatic you go. But the problem was the cairn from the bricks went right back to Reeder, the catcher. All he had to do was turn around, and he tagged Cadu out maybe about 5 feet before the plate. So he got 1 out. I think I said 2 outs. 1 out. Infield still up. Norris waits 2-2. Way outside, 3-2. Preston on deck. I'm telling you right now, if Norris gets on base by a walk, whatever it may be, he'll be going too. They are not going to stop running in this inning. 3-2 the count. Buford on third with 1 out, 1 run in. The pitch. Low and outside, ball 4. Norris is not going to stay there long. He'll be moving too. So Norris on base for the 3rd time tonight, first time by way of a walk. Grant is 5-for-6 in stolen bases. He stole a base against West Virginia here on Sunday night. And here comes Adonis Smith. He's going to make the move. So Chick Digitano is going to go a 3rd of an inning. Gives up 2 hits. So far, 1 run. Walked 1, hit 1. And they'll make the move here with the Spikes leading 6-3 in the bottom of the 7th inning. And it's going to be Knox Preston, the right-handed hitter at the plate, and he's going to face a left-handed pitcher. And Caleb Hill, by the way, the left-handed hitter, actually be in the hole. It's going to be back-to-back right-handed hitters before they get to Hill. So Degatano goes a 3rd of an inning. Hit so far, run, hit 1, walked 1. And Adonis Smith makes the move. Here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. So top half, Trenton was able to scratch home two, but the Spikes so far bounced back with one, and Jacob Denner takes over on the mound for Trenton. Denner comes in with a record of no record, with a 1.50 ERA. This is his 12th appearance, 18 innings, 12 hits, only three runs. They're all earned. He has struck out 27, walked four. That's just tremendous. A 7-1 strikeout to walk ratio. He's hit one, and opposing hitters 188 against him. So Jacob Denner takes over on the mound, the left-hander. Denner, 6 foot, 195 pounds, out of Closter, New Jersey. Did his pitching at the University of Michigan. Last week, he turned 24. Back on the 14th, just a mere 6 days ago. So it's going to be Jacob Denner getting the assignment here, the left-hander. And he'll face Knox Preston first. It's one thing about Denner as a left-hander. We'll see what he does with slide steps and so forth, but he'll have a better chance of keeping Norris close at first. You have Buford on third, Norris on first, one out, one run in, 6-3. State College leads it. 13.5 strikeouts per nine innings for Denner. We talked about the 27 strikeouts to the four walks. Preston strides to the plate where he is 1-for-2. Single to center in the second. Reached on an error, but the run was going to score anyway, so he gets an RBI. It dropped down a perfect bunt to help ignite the two-run rally in the sixth. Middle infield double play, depth throw to first, and Norris dives back. Denner favors more the third base side of the mound. Norris out to a good lead at first. Buford walking lead at third with one out. Denner looks in to Chris Reeder. And to the plate. That's fouled back by Preston. 0-1 the count. It's got a little bit of a leg kick, but it's pretty quick. Let's see if he does it again or not. Inching out to his lead at first is Norris. Throw to first, and he's backstanding. He's lobbed it over that time. That was just, I know you're there. And I also have to throw it over because I can't balk either. Because if he does, Buford would score. 0-1 the count on Knox Preston. Norris, good lead again at first. Set by Denner. 0-1. In there for a strike, it's 0-2. Spiegel on deck. Denner's been very effective. Denner at Michigan only had one game that he appeared in. It was a start. Throw over to first again, and Norris is back. So he started one game at Michigan, but that was it. He went five innings. 0-2 the count. Denner to the plate. Up high, 1-2 the count. But here with Trenton, he's been outstanding. You're sitting there, you've gone 18 innings, you've given up only 12 hits. That's tremendous. When you're a 7-1 strikeout to walk ratio, that's awesome. He's also uncorked only one wild pitch so far. 1-2 the count. There goes Norris. Pitch is swung on and missed. Throw to second. Norris slides in. Got him. It's a strike him out. Throw him out. Double play to end the seventh. So, Denner comes in, gets the job done. The Spikes, though, do get one. They do so on two hits, and they leave one. At the end of seven full, 6-3 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays, close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Sim went an inning and now sets it up for Nick Palumbo as Palumbo comes in to take over in the eighth inning. Palumbo picked up the save against West Virginia on Sunday night. Going an inning, giving up one hit, no runs. Did not walk or strike out a batter. He has been outstanding. No record with a 2.92 ERA with two saves and two holds. 13th appearance, 12 of the third, four earned runs on 11 hits, so fewer hits than innings pitched. With 13 strikeouts, 9 walks, he has hit 5. And again, Palumbo, 2.92 ERA with two saves and two holds. And T.J. Pound will take over for the Spikes at second base. So they've used Castro off the bench. Now Pound is in the game. Only question I would have is, did Russell stay in at shortstop or did Cadu move over? Now they say that he's in for Cadu. Okay. So essentially, Rocca Forte in all likelihood is not available tonight. The only guy available on the bench is Austin Ball, and he may come in the ninth inning if the Spikes have the lead. Here he is, Hunter Dureau. Dureau is 0 for 2. He walked and scored in the second, struck out swinging in the third, struck out looking in the sixth. Brief mound meeting between Knox Preston and Nick Palumbo. Top of the eighth inning, 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, the Spikes. 3 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error for Trenton. These teams each trying to get to that 17th win tonight. Wind blowing to right about 5 to 10. The pitch up high by Palumbo. It's 1-0. Talked earlier about, of all the things you're talking about, wind chill? Yeah. That's on the ground, up the middle into center field for a base hit. So a leadoff single to center by Dureau. By the way, we're still at 59 with a wind chill at 55. So a leadoff single to center. And here is Chris Reeder, 1 for 3. Single to left in the second. Popped out to second in the fourth, and he lined out to right in the sixth. Middle infield double play. Depth Spikes at turn one tonight. Curveball in there for a strike. That was a nice pitch. I think it was more changeup that time. 0-1 the count. Outfield straight away. Buford not deep in left, normal depth. A little bit deeper in right for Hill. Ball's carried to right tonight with that wind blowing to right. 0-1 up high, 1-1 the count. Fastball at 91 for Palumbo. Hits are now even at 9, but the Spikes lead at 6-3. Reeder is a double play candidate. Reeder has grounded into 6 double plays this season. That's a strike. What a great changeup that was. It's 1-2. So Reeder has grounded into 6 double plays. Norris is near the bag at third. And the set. The 1-2. Up high at the letters, 2-2 the count. Reeder waits. Thoreau gets to his lead at first as the righty Palumbo goes set. He works from the first base side to the plate. Hit in the air, foul, first base side. It'll land on top of the roof and out of play. It's still 2-2. Top of the eighth inning, 6-3 State College. First of a 3-game set. Reeder waits in the right-handed box. Palumbo goes set to the plate. On the ground, up the middle. Picked up at the bag and hit the bag, and everybody's safe. Russell went to cut it off. You needed to cut it off probably in front of the bag, but I don't think you can do it in time. First and second, and nobody out. That's an infield hit. When the ball hit the bag, any possibility of getting an out died with it. Here is Engelhardt. 6-4-3, double play in the second. Flew to right in the fourth and grounded out to Morales, the pitcher, to end the sixth. Up in the corners looking for a bunt. The pitch. He swings away. It's going to be right center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. It'll be extra bases, and 2 runs are going to score. He is on his way to second, and it's going to be a 6-5 game. Trenton's right back in it. 3 hits in a row. Drives in 2. And here's Santino Rosso, who is 1-for-4. Rosso struck out swinging in the first, reached on an error in the second, grounded to second in the fourth, and doubled to right and scored in the seventh. So now it's 6-5, the Spikes with a 1-run lead. And still nobody out. Rosso bats from the left side. He had been switch hitting in college, but not now. He's exclusively a left-handed hitter. That one is to left center field. On the run is Buford. Dives, can't get to it. Coming around third, coming to the plate. Throw to the plate, not in time, and it's a tie game at 6. Rosso goes into second. 6-6. And the team that leads the league in hitting at 291 coming into the night has put together 4 consecutive hits here in the eighth inning and scored 3 runs to tie it. Oh, how costly that wild pitch off the bricks happened to be, because Cadu would have easily scored on any other carom. Here's the set and the pitch. Squares to bunt. That's a strike. He did not pull back. 0-1 the count. 6-6 our score now in the top half of the eighth inning. Still nobody out. Creeping up at first is Spiegel. And the pitch. He didn't show bunt there, but he took a strike. It's 0-2. Now he won't bunt. The other night against West Virginia, can't remember the hitter, but bunted on 0-2 and put it down. Gave him a lot of credit. Spiegel will play even at the bag at first. Norris is backed up at third. 0-2 the count. Palumbo to the plate. That's fouled back to the screen. It's still 0-2. 6-6 now our score in the top of the eighth inning. Rosso on second with nobody out. One more stick on to the bat for Ryan Vogel, who's 1-for-4 with an infield hit back in the second. He's also struck out 3 times. 6-6. First time it's been tied since the second, when it was 1-1. 0-2. Curveball, a foul, first base side. It'll reach the luxury suites and out of play. So we called it 0-2. We hold it 0-2. Rosso's the lead run on second with nobody out. Palumbo goes set. 0-2. Way outside, 1-2. That was deliberately thrown out there. Ball and two strikes. Wind's died down a bit. Now less than 5 miles an hour, just a gentle breeze. Rosso off to a decent lead down at second. Pound is in the neighborhood, the second baseman. 1-2. Line drive over. Pound's glove into right field, base hit. Hill up with it. Around third. Here's the throw to the plate. Cut off by Spiegel. Throws to the plate. Not in time. And Trenton takes the lead on their fifth consecutive hit. Trenton leads 7-6. It's been a four-run eighth, and there's still nobody out. So here's Andy Blake at the plate. Blake is 1-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Also has an infield hit. Flew to right, line to right. 7-6 Trenton. Palumbo deals. Fouls straight back to the screen. It's 0-1. So Trenton, 1 in the 2nd, 2 in the 7th, and 4 here so far in the 8th. Spikes with 1 in the 1st, 2 in the 4th, 2 in the 6th, and 1 in the 7th. But the 7th, you feel like they left a couple out there. That wild pitch off the bricks. There goes the runner. Pitches a strike. Throw to second. And it hits the runner. It hit him in the head. It hit Vogel in the head. He'll get the steal, but that ball went squarely off his head. The helmet went flying off. He now is standing at second with his hands on his knees. Donna Smith will come over and make sure that his center fielder is okay. Meanwhile, the moon is starting to come up over Mount Nittany. So that'll be a stolen base, his second of the night, giving him 12 in the year. Now tied with Cam Buford for the league lead. 7-6 Trenton. Still nobody out. 1-1 the count. It was a good throw that time. A head first slide. And what happened was the helmet flew off. See, the helmet flew off his head before he got to the bag. And he's going to stay in the game, and that's good news. Oh, and two, the count to Andy Blake, who had been playing in the Angels organization with Salt Lake, with the Salt Lake Bees before this. Oh, and two, the count. And the pitch. That is the center field. Hext on the run, reaches up, makes the catch. Vogel tags. He's on his way to third. One out. DeRocher at the plate. Infield hit in the first. Flew to right in the third. Struck out swinging in the fifth. Struck out looking in the seventh. The full moon is now making its appearance over the right center field wall. And here comes Tim Battle out. Nick Palumbo has been terrific for this team this season. He's been terrific. It just wasn't his night tonight. It happens. Once in a while. I think this is only of all the appearances he's made. And for Nick, this was his 13th appearance. 11 have been outstanding. Only 2 of them have been tough. Yes, the Wolf is out. And they will bring Dalen Caraway in. Caraway's been outstanding of late. Last 3 appearances, he's been terrific. Caraway, now 2-1 with a 6.57 ERA with 14 strikeouts, 8 walks, 2 holds. But his last 3 appearances, he's been outstanding. Last time out against West Virginia, went an inning and a third, got the win, giving up one hit, no runs. And for Caraway, 13th appearance for him, 12 and a third, 17 hits, struck out 14, walked 8 at 2. 6 foot, 227 pounder out of Houston, Texas, did his pitching at McNeese State. For two seasons, he was at Jackson State before he transferred over. I know they say the record on the screen is 1-1, but he was the pitcher in the sudden death inning, and to me, that counts. Thus, he's 2-1. If you're going to go out there and expend pitches, it's got to count. And that's where the league's wrong about that. Don't give a guy a loss, but if they get a win, he should get a win. He's the one throwing the pitches. Full moon over the right center field wall as Caraway goes through his pitches. 7-6. Key is to keep it 7-6. Give your team a shot. Spikes in the bottom of the eighth inning at the bottom third of the order. Spiegelhill and Castro do. Caraway's almost done with his warm-ups. Yeah, the full moon. Indeed. I mean, it is. The moon is big and bold tonight. Here's DeRocher. We mentioned earlier, 1-for-3 with the infield hit in the first. Flew to right in the third. Struck out swinging in the fifth. Struck out looking in the seventh. Vogel's on third with one out. Infield is on the grass all the way around. Caraway goes set, and Dalen, his first pitch on its way. Outside, checked it, actually, but it wasn't close to going around. It's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Tomorrow night, Eric Milton's here on a wine and glizzy Wednesday. He'll be signing. First 500 fans get that Eric Milton no-hitter poster. 1-0. Line drive, center field, base hit. Knocks in another run. It is 8-6. It's been a 5-run seventh inning for Trenton. They now lead it 8-6. And Jack O'Reilly at the plate. O'Reilly 2-for-3, hit by a pitch in the first, grounded to short in the third, but then he singled, stole a base in the sixth, and a 2-run double in the seventh. Middle infield double play depth with one out. And DeRocher on first. 5-for-7 in stolen bases. Bounced that one, and good job by Preston to block it. No advance, 1-0 the count. Spikes had a lot of control in this game. They were leading 5-1. Then it became 5-3. Then they got a run, made it 6-3. Bad break cost them a run on the wild pitch off the Brooks right back to the catcher. And Cadu was tagged out by 5 feet on a play where he should have easily scored, but because it caromed off the bricks so perfectly, he couldn't get closer than 5 feet. 1-0. That's off the fist, right at Pound, reaches up, makes the catch, did not make the throw to first because, to the credit of DeRocher, he got back 2 outs. Jesse Fontebowa is the 9th hitter of the inning. Fontebowa is 1-for-3, struck out looking in the first, doubled the left in the third, walked in the sixth, and flew to right to end the seventh. Bats on the right side. 2 outs, Caraway. 2 of the plate. Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. 5 runs on 6 hits this inning for the number one hitting team in the league at 291. 0-1 the count. Caraway. To the plate. High and away, 1-1. The full moon is spectacular tonight. Leading off first is DeRocher with 2 outs. 1-1. Low and outside, 2-1. Thursday will be Dollar Beer Thursday and a Thirsty Thursday with fireworks after the game to make up for Saturday. 2-1 the count. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 2-2 the count. 2-2 on Fontebola. We're in the top of the eighth inning. It's now 8-6 Trenton. I've hit the spikes 14-9 so far. Spikes aren't done yet. Caraway goes set. And delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him and the inning is over. That was an inning where they sent nine to the plate. Five scored on six hits. They leave one at the end of 7.5. 8-6 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are back home this week at Midler Field at Lebrano Park. The Trenton Thunder come in for three games, all at 6:35. Tuesday, trade any ticket you have for a free seat on a Walking Taco Tuesday. Wednesday, Belfont baseball legend Eric Milton makes an appearance with a no-hitter 25th anniversary poster giveaway for the first 500 fans. Thursday, enjoy Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Jacob Denner back to work now with an 8-6 lead to work with. Josh Spiegel will lead it off to be followed by Caleb Hill and Sebastian Castro. Spiegel tonight 1-for-3 with an RBI single. On the ground, two operatives short, picked up by Rosso, throws in time, one pitch and one out. Caleb Hill is 2-for-3. Grounded to first in the second, bunt single in the fourth, knocked in two runs with a single in the sixth inning. Spikes down two. Denner is a tough customer. He's had a terrific season with Trenton here in the second half. And pitches a ball, 1-0 the count. Came in with a 1.50 ERA. He was able to get Trenton out of the seventh inning. Big strikeout. 1-0 the count. Outside corner for strike. It's 1-1. Curveball that time from Denner. Up on the grass at third is Blake. Thinking Hill might bunt. Of course, he did bunt and get a single earlier. The pitch. Check day went around. It's 1-2. Sebastian Castro, the newest spike on deck. Here's the set by Denner. The pitch. Checked it on the inner half that time. Fastball missed. It's 2-2 the count. Fastball was at 89. Hill waits. He's got two hits tonight. The pitch. Down low, full 3-2. He's trying to get a base runner here. Get the tying run to the plate. See what he can do with it. You're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the set. And the 3-2. Call strike three, and it was a strike. Two gone. Second strikeout for Denner. Here is Sebastian Castro in his only plate appearance. He was hit by a pitch back in the sixth inning. Eight-six Trenton here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And the pitch. Castro low and outside, 1-0 the count. Played with the Brooklyn Cyclones, 40 games in the Mets organization. Before coming here, 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good fastball at 89, 1-1 the count. A full moon above right center field as we see it. 1-1 the count. Castro takes the strike, gets 1-2. 89, right down the heart. 1-2 of the count here in the bottom of the eighth. Two outs, bases empty. Denner, deal, swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. That's his third strikeout. And the spikes go in order in the eighth. At the end of eight full, 8-6 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home this week at Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. The Trenton Thunder come in for three games, all at 6:35. Tuesday, trade any ticket you have for a free seat on a Walking Taco Tuesday. Wednesday, Belfont baseball legend Eric Milton makes an appearance with a no-hitter 25th anniversary poster giveaway for the first 500 fans. Thursday, enjoy Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
So 8-6, Trenton leads it to the top of the ninth inning. Dalen Caraway back to work, and Hunter Durow followed by Chris Reeder and Chase Engelhard, the bottom third of the Trenton order. They sent nine to the plate and scored five of them in the eighth inning. Took a 6-3 lead and turned it into an 8-6 lead. And Durow was the one that started it out with a single to center. That's off the fist foul over the spikes dugout and out of play. Austin Ball now in at first base for Spiegel. Here's the set. And Caraway to the plate. Up high, 1-1. Rocaforte probably not available tonight, so now the bench is completely empty for the Spikes. 1-1 the count. That's a strike. Terrific change up that time. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Caraway to the plate. Outside. Durow takes a look at it. It's 2-2. Here tomorrow, Eric Milton is here tomorrow. 25 years since that no-hitter for the Twins against the Angels at the Metrodome. 2-2. Hit him. So Durow gets hit by a pitch. For Carraway, it's the third batter he's hit this season. And for Durow, it is the fourth time he's been hit by a pitch. And here comes Reeder, who is 2-for-4, single to left in the second. Pop to second in the fourth, lined out to right in the sixth. Infield hit. It hit the bag on a ball that was had a good chance to be a double play ball, but it hit the bag. See, there have been two key caroms in this game. That one and the ball that went off the bricks when Parker Cadu was trying to score in a wild pitch. Nobody out. On the ground, foul. Pass to Donna Smith down at third. It's 0-1. Started him out at 87 with the fastball that time. Oh, and won the count. Squares to bunt. And the pitch. He tries to bunt. He puts it down foul. Preston was on top of it immediately. 0-2 the count. So in all likelihood at 0-2. But as I said against West Virginia on 0-2, they bunted and put it down successfully. But in all likelihood at 0-2, it's time for Norris to back up. He's not going to bunt. Oh, and two of the counts. A very difficult offense to keep at bay. Morales did a terrific job of that through six innings. 0-2. Checked it. Did not go. It's 1-2. One ball and two strikes the count. Here tomorrow night, 6:35. And then fireworks on Thursday, on a Thursday. Also at 6:35. On the ground in the left field for base hit between short and third. So they are now doing what they did in the eighth inning. They got the first two aboard. Engelhardt doubled to knock in two runs in the eighth. Fifteen hits now for Trenton. And here in the latter stages of the game, they're hitting like the number one offense in the league. Carraway goes set and delivers. Checked it, did not go around. The ball was in the dirt. 1-0 the count. Spikes in the bottom of the ninth will have the top of the order. Hext, Russell, and Pound. Then it's Buford and Norris. Down low, 2-0. Helicopter from the Mountain Indy Medical Center just lifting off moments ago. You can hear that in the background. Two balls and no strikes. First and second, nobody out. Top of the ninth inning, 8-6 Trenton. Carraway for State College goes set. Delivers. Hit deep to left field down the line. Hooking foul into the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. 324 feet, but to the left of the pole. It's now 2-1. Elmo makes his first appearance of the night on a full moon. Two and one to Engelhardt, who bats from the right side. The pitch. Down low, 3-1. Friday they'll be at Williamsport. Then back here Saturday, Joe Crispin bobblehead night. First 1,000 fans get a Joe Crispin bobblehead. And Joe will be here, meet, greet, and sign. And that also will have fireworks after the game. Also at 6:35. 3-1, wrapped on the ground, fouls full 3-2, third base side. 3-2, the count on Engelhardt. 8-6, the score. Trenton now leads it. The 5-run eighth after the 2-run seventh, taking a 5-1 deficit and turning it into an 8-6 lead. Spikes were able to get a run in the seventh. It was 5-3, and they made it 6-3. 3-2 on Engelhardt. Caraway goes set. Time called. Time was called by the hitter. Donna Smith wants to talk to Engelhardt. What's there to say? It's 3-2 with two on. What are you going to do, bunt? What's there to say? Unless he wants to do a hit and run, move the runners. Three, two, the count. Duro leads off second. And Reeder off first. Caraway, short lead for each runner. To the plate. On the ground to third. Under the glove of Norris and into left field. One run is going to score. And you're going to end up with a two-base error. You're an inch away from turning a double or triple play. I mean, that was a triple play possibility ball, and instead it ends up in a run scoring and a two-base error. Third Spikes error of the game. There's still nobody out, and now second and third, and they'll bring the infield up for Rosso. Rosso is 2-for-5. Struck out swinging in the first, reached on an error in the second, grounded the second in the fourth, doubled to right and scored in the seventh, RBI single in the eighth. Infield up all the way around. The pitch, wave and a miss. 0-1 the count. It's almost as if the full moon tonight affected the Spikes. 0-1 the count on Rosso. Played four games with the Spikes in the first half. The pitch. Slow roller, charged by ball. He'll underhand to the second baseman, Pound covering. No advance, one out.
Center fielder number 14, Ryan Vogel.
Ryan Vogel, 2-for-5. Struck out swinging in the first. Infield hit, stole a base in the second. Struck out swinging in the fifth, struck out looking in the seventh. RBI single, stole a base, and scored in the eighth. Caraway goes set. And the pitch. It's in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Here's the next part. The rest of the week, it's going to get warmer. So let's go that direction. It's going to get warmer the rest of the week. In fact, we're going to get up to 78 on Saturday. 0-1. Ground is short. Backhanded by Russell. Looks the runner back. Throws in time. Two outs. So the last two plays in the field have been textbook. 9-6 Trenton now. And here comes Andy Blake to the plate. 1-for-4, single to left in the first, flew to right in the second, lined to right in the fifth, walked on four pitches, scored in the seventh, and lined out to Hexton center field in the eighth. 9-6 Trenton. And the pitch. Low and outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Two outs now with one run in. Here is the set by Caraway. And the 1-0. Strike on the outer edge. It's 1-1. Change up that time at 83. Top of the order due for the Spikes in the bottom of the ninth. Now down three. Caraway goes set. And to the plate. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. That changeup was out of the zone that time, and Blake chased it. 1-2 the count. Caraway looks in and at the belt. He's ready. Second and third, two outs. The pitch. Foul straight back to the screen. It's still 1-2. When changeup again, this time up in the zone. One ball and two strikes. Tomorrow, 6:35 with Eric Milton here. Also, Mr. Belfond tomorrow. 6:35 Thursday. Thirsty Thursday. Dollar Beer Thursday. Fireworks after the game. 1-2. Popped up foul out of play. Friday at Williamsport, but Saturday, Joe Crispin here. Bobblehead night. First 1,000 fans get a Joe Crispin bobblehead. Meet, greet, and signing with Joe, and fireworks after that game. All these starts are 6:35, 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, statecollegespikes.com, or go to the box office. 1-2, up high, 2-2. Can always walk up as well, but there's always the comfort of getting your tickets ahead of time. You can always walk up. Doors are open. Gates are open. We'll let you in. Not only that, Joe will give you a hug. 2-2 the count. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him to end the ninth inning. Strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Our view of healthcare all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountainindy.org. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning, 9-6 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the ninth inning, Jacob Denner looking to finish it out. He would be in line to get the win tonight. 9-6 Trenton. He'll face the top of the order. Cooper Hex, Kyle Russell, and Parker Cadoux. T.J. Pound. Pound hitting in the three spot. Then it's Cam Buford, then Grant Norris. Hex is 1-for-4 tonight. Singled the center in the first and scored. Struck out swinging in the third. Grounded the second in the fifth. Struck out swinging in the sixth. Up on the grass at third is Blake. And the pitch. Takes a strike in her half. It is 0-1. Left fielder O'Reilly deep. Vogel shallow in center. DeRocher shallow in right. Open stance for Hext. In there for a strike. It is 0-2. Russell is next. Here's the set. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. One gone for the Spikes in the ninth inning. And for Denner, that is his fourth strikeout of the night. Kyle Russell is 0-for-3. Flew to left in the second. Grounded to short in the third. Grounded to second in the fifth. Hit by a pitch and scored in the seventh. Here's the set. And Denner to the plate. Up high. Fastball at 88. 1-0 the count. Well, we started out the game at 62 degrees tonight. We've fallen back to 58. 1-0 the count. Foul tip into the mitt. It is 1-1. T.J. Pound on deck. One and one the count. Blake's not going to concede anything at third. He's still on the grass. Outside corner for strike one and two. Now he'll back up. He only backs up with two strikes. Ball and two strikes on Russell. Denner's retired five in a row. The pitch. And down low. Two and two the count. Two balls, two strikes. Denner looks in and goes set at the belt. 2-2. On the ground to first, Durow has it to the bag, steps in the bag with the left foot, two gone. Spikes down to their final out on this Tuesday night. And here is T.J. Pound, his first plate appearance tonight. Pound comes in hitting 189 with no home runs, six knocked in, and a double. Did not play on Sunday, went 0 for 5 on Saturday. The pitch outside to TJ. One ball and no strikes the count. Buford on deck. Spikes down 9-6, bottom of the ninth inning. Then it's Norris, then it's Preston. Let's see how it plays out with two outs. Denner delivers. Hit in the air. Center field, playable, coming over and putting it away is Vogel. And Trenton comes from behind and wins the opening game of the three-game series. They come back and win it 9-6. Post-game in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home this week at Medler Field, Albano Park. The Trenton Thunder come in for three games, all at 6:35. Tuesday, trade any ticket you have for a free seat on a Walking Taco Tuesday. Wednesday, Belfont baseball legend Eric Milton makes an appearance with a no-hitter 25th anniversary poster giveaway for the first 500 fans. Thursday, enjoy Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, the difference tonight for Trenton, two in the seventh and then five in the eighth. They tacked on another one in the ninth. They win it 9-6 over State College, coming from behind and becoming the first team in the league to get to 17 wins. Nine runs, 15 hits, an error. They left 12. State College, six runs, nine hits, three errors, left six. Jacob Denner was outstanding in this one over the final two and two-thirds. He gave up nothing and gets the win. He's 1-0. Dick Palumbo takes the loss. He's 0-1. Time of the game, exactly 3 hours before 1,956. The Spikes now in the march to 100K are just shy of 85,000. They have drawn 84,879. And the next 3 days, weather-wise, will be spectacular. I mean, spectacular. No rain at all. Getting warmer each day, even better. And the Spikes will look to bounce back in this one. They take two out of three, and they'll put themselves in a great position, but they've got to win the next two to do that. Tomorrow, Eric Milton, Belfont's own, will be here. And he threw that no-hitter for the Minnesota Twins against the Angels on September 11th, 1999 at the Metrodome. So it's the 25th anniversary of that. He will be here tomorrow night. Now, we already gave away 500 Eric Milton no-hitter posters earlier in the month. Well, the second batch of 500 will be given out tomorrow night here at the ballpark, and Eric will be here to meet, greet, and sign with you. And it's also Mr. Belfont tomorrow night, Putnam down 3-2. To Scott Walker. Then we go to Thursday. So, but it's also a Glizzy and Wine Wednesday. We go to Thursday, Thirsty Thursday, Dollar Beer Night till 7:30. And fireworks after the game to make up for Saturday. Fireworks after Thursday's game. After a game at Williamsport on Friday, we're back here Saturday. Joe Crispin bobblehead night. First 1,000 fans will get a bobblehead. Joe Crispin bobblehead. Meet, greet, and sign with Joe on hand for that. He'll be here all night. All these games are at 6:35, and Saturday's game also has fireworks after the game. 6:35 for each start, 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, statecollegespikes.com, or go to the box office or walk up. Whatever it takes to get you here, we'd love to have you here at the ballpark because this is where the fun is, and the weather is going to be fabulous for the next three home games here. Tomorrow, Thursday, and Saturday. And the temperature's going up every day. For the birthday guy, Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.